Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And while you're there, please share those on social media. Countless hours of podcasts and tons of great writers and articles up over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Excited for the show tonight. We're going to be joined once again by Jackie Toberoff, who joined us last year, and we had a great discussion with her about what was going on in New York City and her run for city council at the time. She's going to be back on tonight and have a great discussion with us. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, but first thing I want to talk about is these recent studies that are coming out about the lockdowns and if they were effective or if they weren't effective. It sounds like a lot of the science that the liberals have been pushing down our throats for the last 2 years was not actually the science after all, because the stats are saying that the lockdowns, the mask, have done very little to actually protect people. So people like Governor DeSantis did a great job with these not shutting down their states and keeping their states open and having the economy open, because it turns out the lockdowns did not work from what we are hearing. Rob, what have been your thoughts on the lockdowns and the new studies that we're finding out that they were not effective, just like we've been saying all along, and Governor DeSantis was right?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, this show, to talk about the great opening, the reawakening of society. We were locked down for almost 2 years. And what happened? Well, I'll tell you one of the things that happened is that it messed up our economy. What else happened? They took away a lot of our freedoms. You have a lot of people that are there saying, oh, this was great and I have my freedoms. No, you lost a lot. Wake up. Wake up. And I think you had a brain freeze there for a second. The other governor you wanted to mention was Governor Abbott of Texas. He and DeSantis refused to shut down. They kept things open. Kept it open, business as usual, while the others were seemingly following the science. And as we're learning, Dr. Fauci, also known as Dr. Fraud, Dr. Frankenstein, I think we did a piece about that once, Dr. Frankenstein, he's the science. Well, look at where he got us. Folks, we got to wake up. And I say this all the time. Dr. Fraud, Dr. Frankenstein is not the science. If anything, he's a two-bit quack doctor who's been in that position for almost 40 years. If you look back at history, you will see that he was at the helm of things when the AIDS crisis hit. And he was telling us, don't breathe the same air as someone with AIDS. Don't eat after them. You have to be careful. Whoa, whoa. And everyone listened. Fast forward some 40 years later, the exact same thing. One of the mistakes that I'll say that Trump made is that he did not fire that little measly morsel of a man on the spot. He should have fired him. Now, I too at the time was hesitant and I said, oh no, don't, because it might cause a ripple. Well, the ripple was already caused. 2 years of my life that I'll never get back. 2 years of a lot of people's lives. Look at our young people locked up, couldn't go to prom, couldn't go to senior year. Our poor kids in masks. Walking around like zombies. And what did we get for it? An economy that's messed up. We got Joe Biden, who doesn't know his head from his tail. And then the other night we see him on MSNBC with Lester Holt being interviewed, and he couldn't even remember Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan. He was completely confused. What is happening here? That's what we got for 2 years. Well, we're going to slow down the curve and people aren't going to get COVID and people aren't going to get this. Meanwhile, COVID came. COVID brought her cousins, Delta, Omicron, and then some other ancillary little sicknesses also. But we're locked down and we're protecting ourselves. We got a supply chain problem in the ocean. People can't get goods here. We got inflation and they're telling us, oh, it's transitory. Oh, inflation is good. Then we got a border crisis, people bombing in at the border. And we're told, oh, there's nothing wrong with the border, but Ukraine, we've got to make certain we protect Ukraine's border. Oh my God, we've got to send troops there. Are we protecting Ukraine's border, or are we protecting Andrew Hunter Biden's interest in Ukraine? Why the heck are we at the Olympics? Well, they were practicing for 4 years, these athletes, and we got to make certain that they can, you know, show their athleticism. Yeah, but what about the kids who were locked down for 2 years? Why are we going to China and they gave us the virus? And then they're laughing at us. Why are we so beholden to China? But this is what we got. 2 years of lockdown. A bunch of malarkey, a bunch of craziness. Educated people who are supposed to know better, acquiescing to these draconian laws and lockdowns. And for what? When we had Ebola, did we lock down? When we had the SARS, did we lock down? Well, no, but this was more dangerous and people were dying and the millions of people that died. If we have honest people, honest elected officials who will go back and fact check this, we will find out that a majority of the people who died, yes, they had COVID, but they didn't die from COVID. But they were told to put COVID on the death certificate because they thought that Trump would be in office and they wanted to blame him for all the deaths. Now that they see that it's not working out that way and that President Biden, who had not one, not two, but three vaccines, allowed or had more people to die under his watch than under Trump's watch, and Trump didn't have a vaccine. That's what happened for 2 years when you were locked down. Quiet as is kept. The truth has to come out, and we have to demand that the truth come out. Because we've been hoodwinked into believing that this whole lockdown was to protect us. Meanwhile, Dr. Fraud is making money. Dr. Fraud, who'll probably eventually retire on taxpayer salary, receiving a pension of $400,000 plus, is sitting in his little office laughing at us. We've got to change this. This has got to change. Tonight, like you said, we have on with us Jackie. I've been watching Jackie on social media, and she's been calling us out. Her kids are in school. They've been affected by the mask mandate. People, we've got to wake up, and we need more people to stand up and not be afraid. Jackie, how are you tonight? Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob. So I apologize. I was kind of smirking while you were giving this summation, and I was smirking on video because it is so crazy what's going on, and to hear you encapsulate it, it's without any exaggeration. I mean, there were some things you didn't even mention. It is absolutely insane what's going on right now for these past couple of years. It's to hear it again as you gave us the timeline of everything. It's unimaginable, really. It's crazy.
Very crazy, but yet and still it happened. And like I said, educated people fell for it. And that's what I can't, when I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute. These are people who are always saying, follow the science, but there was no science. They're telling us now, oh, take off your mask because it's the science shows us, but where is the science that told you now it's safe to do it? There is none, and they can't point to it other than the fact that the science does prove that it was never effective. But they told us that it was, the same way they told us in 2020 that you don't need to wear the mask. Oh, save the mask for the healthcare providers, only to flip the script and say, oh, wear the mask. Oh, but there's one before then, they told us. Oh, don't worry about the virus. It's just like the flu. You don't have to worry about it. CNN, Dr. Fauci even said it. But the moment Trump came out and said that it was like the flu, oh, no, no, no. It's going to kill you. Don't listen to him. And yet here we are, 2 years of our lives taken from us. We were in shutdown. And for what? Now, Let's be clear. I got COVID. I survived. I also got the vaccine, both vaccines. But only to find out later on that when I got the first vax, that 6 months after that, it was no good. After I got the second vax, I think 3 months after that, it was no good. Did I run and get the booster? Absolutely not. What for? I got COVID. Why should I take it now? Now, there are those that are there who have underlying conditions like Stacey Abrams. Let's just admit it. She's obese, but she decided to take off her mask when she was at a school with kids. Why did she do that? Oh, well, she wanted them to see her face. But what about the kids and their faces? None of this makes any sense, Jackie. It's crazy. It's like we're living in crazy world. But yet, you know, still, people followed and listened.
I think one thing has been made very clear. We see it with the truckers in Canada. It turns out that perhaps the people that are more intelligent are not the ones with PhDs and the doctorates and the ones on media. It's perhaps people with lived experience and people that are just going about their daily lives, not in a bubble, not with protective service, police protection that they are defunding for everyone else. It's not for the people that get private access to award shows and free dresses and free jewelry. It's the other people. There have been a slew of doctors that have gotten it wrong. Yet we've elevated these doctors to godlike figures. And look, to be clear, doctors are amazing and doctors have made tremendous advancements. But I think if we have learned anything, it is that we should question everything and we should not have blind faith in anyone or any profession. At this point, we have been so summarily lied to by government, by media, by educators, by really everyone, that the only thing that makes sense right now is to have common sense, to trust your intuition, to trust your lived experiences, and start questioning things. Whether you are afraid or not, you can no longer sit in the passenger seat, especially when it comes to your health, especially when it comes to your children's health.
But like you said, Jackie, we have people who are smart, but they have just, for some reason, allowed these doctors to be elevated to say they know more what's best for us than we do ourselves. I'm not saying that doctors aren't good, but as we've always been taught, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. Why is it that educated people that went to Ivy League schools, not that it means much, that they just completely gave their lives over to Dr. Fauci and his minions? I wonder oftentimes, did they even think for half a minute that, wait a minute, this just doesn't sound right. Why am I sending my kid to school with the mask? Why is it? And here's one that I really don't get the fact that when this virus first came out, we were all told that kids, don't worry about it. Their immune systems are so strong, they'll never get it. And we believed it and we went along our business. But then the second year they started bringing on the fear, the kids are going to get it. The kids are going to die. All the kids. And we've got to give the vaccine to babies. And like clockwork, people bought into it. No one wanted to question it. And if they did, they didn't say much about it. Then you saw people marching their little kids up. Here, get the booster, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. I'm like, wait a minute. But they told us originally, we went an entire year with them telling us that kids had strong immune systems. What changed? What changed?
I don't get it. I'm with you. I think today I've really had it, but I'm on Twitter and I see people like Hochul, however you pronounce her name, mugging before the camera, maskless. You brought up Stacey Abrams. these people are so obtuse, but at this point, they can get away with being obtuse. The bottom line is, they don't even pretend anymore that it's about the science. The latest incantation is, my children, your children have to wear masks to protect them. Well, let me be the first one to put it out there. I am perfectly okay with my children never wearing a mask if Hochul or Adams can, Abrams, whatever her name is, can wear a mask in perpetuity. My child is not supposed to be saving them. Adults are supposed to be protecting children. This is completely perverted, what's going on. And I'll tell you something else that is truly sickening. So calling children sick that are asymptomatic and forcing them to quarantine is perverted. Since when did it become okay to tell healthy children that they're sick, that they have to stay quarantined, locked up, who are asymptomatic? Is there anything sicker? Why is no one talking about this? I mean, I'm not even talking about an unhealthy child. I am talking about a totally healthy, asymptomatic child that is prevented from going into school because due to a PCR test or a pool testing at school or an antigen test, they have tested maybe positive, you know, you can have a false positive, and they now have to quarantine. Zero symptoms. Is there anything more sick than that?
Yeah, that's really sick. And it's a big problem with these children and how much they've been brainwashed the past couple of years just going to school. As Jackie was saying, when these kids get COVID, it's very scary to them from what they've heard from their teachers and on the news. I mean, they're worried that they might kill their elderly grandparents or parents or whatever. Just imagine being a young kid and constantly having that drilled into your head. I know something that happened recently here in Illinois. My nephew's school, they emailed all the teachers saying that they're getting rid of the mask mandate. The parents of the kids will be able to decide if their kid wears a mask to school or not. And what happened when they emailed the teachers was about three of them walked out in the middle of the school day because they were so upset about these mask mandates being lifted. And these are the people that are there with your children 6-7 hours a day teaching them. It's just, I hope they recover from all this brainwashing they've received the past couple of years from the media and what they're learning at school.
And it's really scary when you think about it, because you have these kids who for 2 years, or the better of 2 years, wearing a mask. And I saw a video the other day of a teacher telling the kids, guess what? Starting Monday, you don't have to wear kids. And the not kids, you don't have to wear masks. And the kids were so elated and they were jumping around saying, hooray, hooray, hooray. I'm like, really? We put our kids through this, adults, and you had adults fighting to keep those masks on. Oh, they're cute and they're this and they're that. It's like, it's a mask. You can't hear what the kid is saying. The kid can't see the teacher's expression. But this is what we want our kids to wear. And there will be some still that will fight to keep those masks on. And for what? The kids can't even hold them on good. They're dropping down. They're going below their nose. But no, put your mask up. Put your mask up. We want your mask.
This is a really, this is a psychological problem at the end of the day. This really is survival of the fittest. There are winners in life. There are losers in life. And what we see now is the people that adhered to this and that continue to adhere to this, they were fundamentally broken people. They didn't question anything. They ratted on their friends and neighbors. They stopped speaking to family members. Can you imagine? Stop speaking to family members over refusal to wear masks or questioning vaccines or questioning boosters. These people were fundamentally broken. And it is going to be a situation, I believe, that you are going to see two classes of people. You're going to see the mask group, this fundamentally broken group of people that needs to be led. They need to cling to something. And then you're going to see the second class of people. It's going to be critical thinkers. It's going to be glass ceiling breakers. It's going to be the plan B, C, D, E, and F people. Look, we have it too good in America. If you're going to Harvard and you're protesting sushi appropriation, you have it too good here. And the fact is, we've had it too good in America. We need to exercise our brain muscles. This is insane. Again, listening to your opening as you lay everything out, it is crazy. Listening to Hochul insist our children wear masks. Well, tonight on Twitter, she puts out a photo of her maskless asking some ridiculous question about, I think, chicken wings, like anyone cares. You know, these people are so out of their minds.
Chicken wings.
I think.
It doesn't surprise me. And like you were saying, that we have got to go back and exercise our brain muscles and think that for 2 years, we suspended everything that we knew to be true just to be told that you cannot do something. And as I said, rights were taken away from people. Completely taken away. You can't go here to eat. You can't go here to shop. Families were broken up. And something that really scares me is, as you mentioned, the two sets of people, two classes of people that was being born out of this. It was a form of segregation, and people don't see it. These are the kids that have the vax. These kids don't have vax, so you can't play with them. These kids can go inside to a restaurant, and they can go inside to different activities and have fun, whereas these kids can't because they don't have the vax. Look at what we're teaching our kids at a very young age. It's subtly being taught. And this is from the group of people who claim themselves to be woke, who are looking out for the rest of us. There was a huge shift in our culture whereby we just gave everything over to these so-called people that know more than what we know, all the liberals. And it's always on the left. And I hate to break it down to left and right, but it's always those individuals on the left who think that they know more than everyone else. They know what's best for you, what isn't best for you. But when you break it down and say, wait a minute, this makes absolutely no sense. What you're saying, what you're doing makes no sense. I remember one of the, was on CNN, one of their medical experts. She was the former head of parent planhood or whatever it is, that abortion clinic. But she was so adamant and pushing and telling people, you have to take the vaccine, you have to take the mask. And she was even laying out on CNN saying that if people don't do it, we've got to make life for them uncomfortable. We got to say that they can't fly on an airplane, or they can't go to restaurants. Well, she was successful in that. Or they can't go to grocery stores. We don't want them doing anything in society unless they take the vaccine. Fast forward. Now they're moving the vaccine and they're saying, oh, babies can take the vaccine now. And what is she saying? Wait a minute. I think we should look at the science. What is the science saying about this? And I wouldn't be comfortable with my baby taking the vaccine. But wait a minute. You wanted other people's children to take the vaccine that were 5 and up, but now they've moved the number backwards and they're saying that now babies can take it. Now you're hesitant. Run the tape. I want you guys to hear what she had to say. Play the tape.
Circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed. I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district on the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
There you have it. She's now backtracking. She now doesn't want her babies to take it. But before then, she pushed your children out there. She knew what was best for your children and not you. And so many individuals acquiesced. They didn't think about it. And if they did, they dared to say anything about it, because if they did, they wouldn't be a part of the in crowd. People would look at them differently and say, oh my, who are you? You don't want to take the vaccine? 2 years of our lives taken away. 2 years of our lives where we were told, some of us, not to think, and we did not think. And if we did think, we didn't share it with anyone else. Unbelievable.
You know, You say 2 years, and that is quantifiable. We have legitimately missed out on 2 years, but I would even challenge that. It could be much more than 2 years. I mean, we do not know the long-term effects. We don't know the effects on prepubescent children. What's going to happen to them in 5-10 years when they go to have children? What you say is quantifiable. We have lost 2 years, and that's at a minimum. I think that we all have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder from this. And it's, listen, we will get out of this. Masks are gone, okay? Masks are going, whether they hang on in New York City schools for another couple of months or not, masks are going. But the damage that has been done is, I think it's irreparable, quite frankly. And I think it's much worse for the people on the left, because I don't think they are going to recover from this. I really don't. I do not see how the left recovers. I mean, there is absolutely nothing they've done. You can talk about masks. You can talk about education, which they've destroyed. You can talk about the gaslighting of, sorry to bring up the truckers, but they have lied about everything. And I do not know how the Democrats escape what they have done to the children, quite frankly.
Yeah, and it's been about over 2 years for the pandemic, but this is the third school year that's been affected for these kids. And who knows what the long-term effects of 3 years of school with often ongoing in and out of class and online schooling, what that will have on kids in the long term. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew with our special guest, Jackie Toberoff.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The American Constitution is the most magnificent document on earth. We are America Out Loud. Join us as we celebrate the genius of our founding fathers. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew and our special guest, Jackie Toberoff. And the first half hour, we were talking about the long-term effects that the lockdowns have had on us for the past, well, we're talking about the past 2 years, the effects it has had on us being locked down. But something that Jackie said when we were closing out the first half is the long-term effects that this is having and will have on us. And I don't think people have actually stopped to think about it. And we hear this nonstop about the kids that will be affected. And If you really stop and think that our kids were made to wear a mask for 2.5 years, and some of them still wearing the mask, because there will be some cities or states that will refuse to drop the mask, even if they say it's up to the parents. And some parents will say, no more mask. There will always be those woke parents who will say, nope, I don't care. I want my kid to wear the mask. Therein lies the problem, because they themselves know that the whole charade is over, but they don't want it to be over. They still want to control the mask being worn at the schools. They still want to control the mask being worn at the supermarket, at the ballparks, outside, in 90 degrees weather. They still want the mask worn, albeit the mask are down below the nose, the mask are dirty, the mask aren't doing anything. The CDC will come out and say it, but no, not for them. They will hold on to that last little thing that, no, this is how it's going to protect me. The long-term effects that psychologically, as you mentioned, Jackie, a lot of people have been harmed. And those people need to see a psychiatrist. They need to see someone to talk through this. You remember, you know, when it's during the wintertime, they'll say, okay, people get depressed because you're staying inside. A lot of people, unfortunately, will become depressed when they finally have to let that mask go. And it's really unfortunate.
They won't be able to. You said a couple of things. And I think about this because it's really a philosophical discussion to have. Those people will not be able to let it go. They really are suffering. And I go back and forth. You know, I'm a Republican. I really believe in freedom. And there's a huge part of me that says, you know, look, you want to wear a garbage bag on your head, go ahead and do it. You want to wear 18 masks, a hazmat suit, a visor, go ahead and do it. But let's be clear, you can go ahead and do that, but you probably have a mental problem. And the rest of us have to sit around and take part in your mental problem. And, you know, it's unfair for us to have to shoulder this as a society, whereby people have been so broken down mentally. As you said, they will not let it go. There is no statistical reasoning supporting their decision. And I will posit this. There is not one person out on the streets wearing a mask that thinks it works, because they all take it off to eat, to drink, to shower, and to sleep. It is a 100% lie. I would say maybe the people that haven't left their home in 2 years, they are the only ones, the true believers, but they probably really have a problem too. Anyone outside in a mask, I am sorry. I do not believe you. I do not believe you at all.
You know, it's hilarious when you really stop and think about it. You have people walking around, and you'll have a lot of people walking around the dead of summer with the mask on, thinking that that mask is protecting them. But if they want to get a ciggy break, or drink water, or eat, that mask comes down. And remember what the, I think it was the mayor of Los Angeles, Garcetti, said, that when he took a picture with, he took a picture with Magic Johnson, and that when he took down the mask, he held his breath for are you serious? But you have people who are probably walking around saying that, you know. But I see people taking pictures. They'll say, oh, I'm like walking around the street. So they'll say, can you take a picture of us? I'm like, sure. And I take their phone. I'm getting ready to take it. I'm like, you want to pull the mask down? And then they stop and they look. I'm like, it's only for a second. Oh, okay. I'm like, why do you even want to take a picture with a mask on? I can't see your face. I can't see your smile. The purpose of taking the picture is so that you can see your face and your smile. It's like, okay, here's my picture with my mask on. I'm like, are you insane? I remember my kid when he went back to school a year ago and they had school day pictures. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I contacted the principal. I'm like, do they have to wear their mask? Well, you know, it all depends. I'm like, then there's no need of taking the picture. So of course they said, okay, masks are optional. But would you believe that there was a picture that they took with him with the mask on? I'm like, are you serious? Is this supposed to be like a point of reference so that when he's 18 years old, he can say, oh, well, when I was in grade school, I had to wear a mask. It's ridiculous. But it's almost like a religion, Jackie and Andrew. It has become a religion that mask, people want that mask. They will die by that mask. They want to have it on. They want you to have it on. If you sneeze, it's like, oh, where's your mask? You've got to put your mask on. Oh, your nose, your mask. I'm like, just put on a paper bag. But that mask is like a religion. And if you don't have it on, now I will admit that since it has been cold outside, I will grab the mask because it keeps my face warm when I'm outside. So I like it. I'm like, oh, wow, I like this, you know. But other than that, I don't have a use for the mask. But it is the mask of religion. And if you don't have it on, people will look at you. And these are smart, seemingly educated people. And that's the thing that is so crazy about it. These are educated people. And no one is thinking like, wait a minute, is this mask really helping me? What is it actually doing? And who is it protecting? Because we were told the cloth mask, and now don't wear the cloth mask. And then if you wear the cloth mask, if you wear the surgical mask, put a cloth mask over it. If you don't have the K95 or the 95 mask, whatever they are. And you know what? They're all made in China. Go figure. Go figure. It's maybe insane.
Maybe this is the natural evolution of human beings. Maybe you get to a place like America, which is so good. And we're trained to be such opening and receptive and questioning people that you get to a place where you're too open, you're too compliant, you're too accepting. We should have been like, hell no, this is crazy. We're not doing this. Look, again, we all know the statistics. And we don't have to bore your audience with what they probably also know. You don't need to know statistics to know that most of us have been vaccinated. Most of us have had to wear a mask to bring our children to school, for work-related reasons, for travel. COVID still spreads, okay? We know this. And we just collectively never got it together. We were not the Canadians, you know, we didn't look, you know, restaurant owners, they had this space to advertise, to band together and be like, we're not taking this anymore. You want to get rid of our liquor license and be punitive? Cuomo, go ahead. We're all of us shutting down. Moms, you know, we didn't take to the streets. Had we all come together and said, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we are not sending our kids to school. Look, we didn't do it. We didn't do it. And there is a tremendous failing on our part to look for someone to save us. We are responsible for ourselves. We have failed ourselves. We have failed our children. Kathy Hochul isn't getting us out of this mess. We needed to get ourselves out of this mess, but we weren't as cool as the truckers.
Right. And just speaking of the truckers, it's really, I applaud them, what they're doing. And what I find interesting is how their prime minister is resorting to calling them white supremacist because he does not like what they're standing up for. I also heard people saying, no, if this was Black Lives Matter, do you think they would still be there? Absolutely. Black Lives Matter burned down entire cities. They took over part of Seattle and called it Chad. So they would be doing that and then some. But when people stand up for right and they stand up for their beliefs, you have the ruling class, the woke folks, they don't like it. And how do they shut it down? Well, they will throw the word that will trump everything else, racist. They're a racist, they're white supremacy. And they know that it will silence everything. People will like, oh, wait a minute, I don't want any part of that. When in actuality, these are the people that are fighting for your rights. They're fighting for your truths. They're fighting so that you can continue doing what you're doing. But because we were locked down for 2 years straight, we don't realize it, and we don't see that what these truckers are doing is what we should have done. And you know, what's interesting is that I heard that 95% of the truckers have been vaccinated. 95%, go figure. But what they're looking at now is saying, this has got to stop. All of this craziness, it has to stop. There are other truckers that have not been vaccinated, but you can't pull them off and tell them they can't work. But see, they want that because then it creates a supply chain problem. It creates more inflation. It creates, you don't have a job. And now you've got to depend on the government. And you know what's equally interesting also, guys, is the fact that when this pandemic first hit, at 5 o'clock every day, people would hang out of the windows and beat their pans and their pots, you know, in praise of the healthcare workers, the frontline workers that went in and said, we're going to do this. But now they want to fire those same workers that were at the front of this, those same workers that they're saying, okay, we don't want the vaccine. Okay, well, we're going to fire you now. We don't care what you did earlier on. Look at how stupid this is. 2 years of being locked down and people don't realize that their rights are being taken away and that they're being treated as if though they're imbeciles. And we're walking to that beat. It's crazy. It makes
because
no sense.
Because nothing says health emergency like firing essential workers. Again, I mean, listening to you, this is... It's just crazy. I mean, when you say out loud what is actually going on without any sort of embellishment, it is crazy. And just to get back to the truckers for a second, the racism charge was really shocking. I mean, maybe now they look at standing up for freedom as being racist. I don't know. Maybe that's where they've gone down this rabbit hole. But that was really just such a divorced from reality statement. You know, I mean, I don't even know where they come up with this stuff. It's like, I think you're right. They take the one phrase that's supposed to mean something. And under normal times, when it did mean something, it was the worst thing to be called. They've just ruined that word. You cannot even call someone a racist now and have any sort of impact because they have neutered the word.
Yep.
And it's a terrible thing. They've destroyed actually the English language. They've really destroyed it. What does it mean to be called a racist? Maybe now it means to be pro-freedom.
Exactly. And you know that. So I'm glad you said that. Again, the woke crowd, they're completely unaware as to what they have done. They have neutered that word, watered it down, that it seems as if though if you're for the right, if you're standing on the side of right, you're a racist. Because all these people that are there, oh, they're racist. I was watching the other day, the truckers. There was an Iranian guy who was there. There was a handful of Black people that were there. So are they racist also? Well, according to the woke crowd, yeah, they're racist. If you don't bend the knee, if you don't acquiesce, if you don't agree with what they're saying, jump in line and march to the beat of their drummer, you are a racist. They won't say that you're non-compliant or you just don't want to do it. No, they want to go full throttle because they know if we label you a racist, we will shut you down. But I am so glad that people are now slowly waking up and realizing that this is a bunch of nonsense, 2 years, and it's enough. We want our rights back. We will no longer sit back and allow you to steamroll over us. Now, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because you will have a few people in those little pockets that are kind of like iffy. Well, I don't know, because if I don't go along to get along, they might shut me down. My kid won't have a play date and I won't be able to go out to eat with my friends and I can't this. You have to stand for something. You look at the truckers who have a lot to lose here, but they're standing up. When I look at the kids at the schools that are standing up and they're saying, we're not going to continue along those lines. We're taking off these masks. And if you want to expel us, go ahead and do it. The kids will lead us out of this. And I take my hat off to those kids because it is time that we end this craziness. It is time that we wake up and realize that Dr. Fauci isn't the only person who speaks truth. We can get a second opinion and a third opinion. And although big tech and the media doesn't like it, although they don't want to cover the story that's coming out of Johns Hopkins University and the professor who put this piece together about the mask and the everything that we've been doing was just a waste of time, he is not a conservative. Bill Maher isn't a conservative. Joe Rogan isn't a conservative. But what they are is that they are on to this whole craziness and they're waking up and they're saying enough is enough. We've got to stop this. Because if we don't, the long-term effects, oh my God. It will be astonishing when we look back and realize what we did to our kids and to our society, to our country. The division that's being created. The long-lasting legacy of stupidity and nonsense.
I think that this is simultaneously the death of the Democrat Party, and I think it is the reawakening of some real pushback in America. Again, we've had it so good, my generation, you know, we've never really been entangled in something terrible. We've never really had challenging times. This has been a terrible 2 years. It's been a terrible 2 years because it's all been for nothing. A manufactured crisis leading to death and diaspora for nothing. And I think the phoenix rising from the ashes portion is that my generation, your generation, we are fighting like hell. We are pushing back. You and I are both in downtown New York City, and there are people, it's inspiring, fighting so hard. I think that this is the death of the Democrat Party. I don't know if you've ever been, but I used to go when I was running for city council and speak at the medical freedom rallies. I can tell you, you had people from all walks of life. You had white, you had black, you had Asian, you had ardent Trump supporters, you had disenfranchised Republicans, you had betrayed Democrats, and you had panicked independents. I can tell you, I don't know if those Democrats who are betrayed will vote Republican, but they sure as hell are not voting Democrat again. This is really something, and it is the only win that the Republicans have had. It has it's been a referendum, whether it's New Jersey, Chinatown here, or Virginia. Parents have absolutely had it.
And rightfully so. And they should. And I would hope to, or would like to think that they have said, or they're saying, we've had it. I've now got to fight for my child. Because if I don't, there's nothing else left for me or for my child. Because these knuckleheads, they will keep this thing going and going and going. Then they could care less. They don't care, like I said. When you stop and think about it, and you see people walking around with their mask on, especially the smokers. Oh, they're smoking. You know, I saw a clip once of a person who had made a hole in their mask so that they could put the ciggy up to their mouth and then take it off.
Are you serious? It was probably me. Probably.
Yeah, right. I think about this. When you go to a restaurant and everyone is sitting down and then you sit and it's like, oh, okay, now it's time to eat. Let me take it down now so that I can eat. Well, what about COVID coming and getting you there? It's really crazy. I never bought into it. I always saw through it. I'm like, wait, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Remember when they would have like the bars close early, like COVID stops at like 10 o'clock at night or something?
Yeah.
But it was supposed to protect us. All this was designed to protect us. But yet and still, if you want to protest, oh, get out there, protest as long as you want to. You can group together. You can kiss. You can laugh. You can hug and do whatever. But if you just want to get a bite to eat or just walk with your family, oh, you can't do that. And here's something else that was, I personally, like, this is crazy. I had some associates of mine tell me, they said that they caught COVID over the Christmas holiday. I'm like, oh, okay, so did I. And I'm like, oh yeah. And you know, it was such a sad thing. And I had to watch my child from the other room open up their gifts on camera. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, I was in one room and they were in the other room as they were opening up their presents. I'm like, you're kidding me. And they were dead serious. So I'm like, oh my God, they are serious. They actually did this. They were in the basement, their kids were upstairs, and they watched on camera. Okay, now, I'll let you guys all know, like I said, I had it. My 8-year-old kid got it, and his 8-year-old cousin. We live in the same apartment, and they got it before I did. I didn't walk around with a surgical mask on, not wanting to talk to them. I still gave them their hugs, good night. We ate together. We did everything together. And I'm like, when was Christmas? I didn't like, okay, you guys stay over here and I'm over there. Ridiculous. But yet and still, apparently, I wasn't supposed to do that. I was supposed to walk around with the surgical mask on. I was supposed to keep them in one room and I'm in the other room. And I would tell them, okay, I'm about to come here. Don't you come. You see how stupid that is? But people actually did it and they're bragging about it. I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Guys, it's ridiculous. But again, people gave into it. They acquiesced. They listened to Dr. Fraud, Dr. Frankenstein, and said, this is what we're supposed to do. And they bragged about it and said, look at me. This is what I did. Hooray, hooray, hooray. I kept my kids on one side and I was on the other side. Complete madness. 2 years of this.
You bring up such a good point. Why do these people need so much self-congratulations for doing such stupid things? Like, I'm supposed to congratulate you because you're making your child open up gifts in a separate room while you're using a nanny cam. I mean, where have we gone to as a society where we're supposed to abandon all common sense and pretend that these stupid actions are like acts of heroism? I mean, seriously, like, what sort of mental masturbation do I need to go through to pretend that anything you've done has moved the dial, like, right, anywhere?
But they think that they think that it has. You know, for them, they're thinking, hey, I was on the nanny cam and, you know, say hooray to me because this is what I did. I was protecting my kid. I was protecting my baby. Like, this is insane. I'm like, I would not dare share that with someone that I was watching my kid open up their gifts on a nanny cam and I felt so bad and I felt like I couldn't hug them. And I'm like, okay, is this for show? Are you just saying this? But some people actually did this. I saw this on a lot of social media platforms whereby parents isolated themselves. It is almost akin to, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I think about a couple of years ago, some woke person came up and said, you know, I can't change my baby's diaper because I didn't get permission. I'm like, are you serious? No, I can't change. I have to ask permission before I change my baby's diaper. The baby can't talk, you numbskull.
I did see that, actually. I remember that.
It's insane, but that's what we've come to in those 2 years whereby we were isolated. And we weren't able to shame people and say, you do know that makes absolutely no sense. Why are you doing that?
What about the parents that post those Instagram photos? Talk about a health violation. Like, talk about not giving a damn about your child's privacy. But they post those photos clutching, like, you know, their Madonna, clutching their child. My child's crying from the booster, but she's taking one for the team. And I couldn't be more proud of you, little Mary. I mean, are these people insane? Like, where's the slew of people taking their AIDS medication, promoting it on Instagram? I mean, have these people lost their minds?
You know, we're going to look back on this. We're laughing about it now because it makes no sense. 2 years, and we were like running around thinking that, oh my God, it's going to get me. People were afraid to go outside. It's going to get me. I would walk down the streets, and I remember sharing this with you, Andrew. I would walk down the streets when this thing first hit with my 8-year-old son and his 8-year-old cousin, and people would approach us, and they would immediately run to the other side of the street because they were told that kids could probably give this to you. And I'm thinking, are you serious? So what did I do? If I was at a grocery store and if I wanted to get ahead of someone, I would say, okay, guys, go up front, go up there to make them run away. I could check out. I'm like, this is insane. It's like, these are kids, but we were told, oh no, the kids, they have this immune system, but you got to beware because you could get it. They could give it to grandma. So you saw pictures of kids in these little bubble suits hugging grandma and grandpa. And it's like, oh, we love you. We love you. No, I'm not saying that, you know, if the grandparents had a compromised immune system, of course you have to be careful. But the extent that a lot of people took it, and now we're seeing the numbers, it made absolutely no sense. 2 years of insanity. And you would think people would say, gosh, we're out of this. But there are still some, Jackie and Andrew, that want to hold on to the insanity.
Yeah, and how convenient the year of midterms. It seems like they're sliding back a lot of these regulations on the mask and even vaccine mandates from what we're hearing. Well, we're out of time for tonight. Thank you all for joining us. And thank you so much to our guest, Jackie Toberoff. Jackie, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best spot they could do to do so?
Come visit me on Instagram. I'm very active. It is Jacqueline4NYC. That's Jacqueline4NYC. Or go to my website, parentsrising.net.
Thank you, Jackie. And check out us and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.